on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
The Supreme Court decision to uphold California's Proposition 12 is just the latest move in the unraveling of the fabric that holds our nation's economy together. The framework of regulations and standards that has assured consumers they can buy safe, healthy, and affordable food anywhere in the United States is quickly becoming meaningless as extreme activist groups use ballot initiatives to limit the food choices the rest of us get to make. As a result, this will lead to higher food prices, fewer food choices, and more food shortages. Quote, "While the Constitution addresses many weighty issues, the type of pork chops California merchants may sell is not on the list," unquote. That according to Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing in the majority. This shows just how ignorant this court is about the ramifications of this ruling. Proposition 12 has nothing to do with the quality or safety of pork. It's simply a rule against how baby pigs are born. A well-funded coalition of extreme animal activist groups launched a high-profile and well-funded ballot campaign against a practice commonly used by pork producers across the country that they didn't happen to like. And uninformed consumers approved it. Proposition 12 is essentially a trade embargo by California against states where hogs are produced using this birth practice. In his dissenting opinion, Justice Brent Kavanaugh wrote, "One state's condition on farming practices in another state raises serious questions that might arise under the import-export clause," unquote. That's legal speak, for this is a bunch of hogwash. If this trend is allowed to continue, other states may impose their own restrictions on food produced elsewhere because there's something they don't like about the way it's produced. For example, some conservative states might stop importing fruits and vegetables from California because they are picked by undocumented migrant workers. Unthinkable, you say? Just look at the state of Florida, currently banning books right and left. This also demonstrates just how important public opinion is for agriculture. Food names, laws, and labels used to be based on facts and science. Today, they're increasingly based on fanaticism. This does not bode well for American consumers or American agriculture. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.